Good morning. It's 26 before the hour. This is Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. John and Glenn on this first Friday of 2020. We look ahead to Sunday's readings with Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Archdiocese of Seattle. That's in this half hour. Glenn's got a fresh story corner later on this morning. Father Marcel Tyone is our Friday spiritual director, answering your questions of faith. Yesterday, we were talking about the future of the Catholic Church here in the United States and around the world, but just focusing here in the 50 states. And yeah, we see some of the numbers that are going down. And yes, there is some news that is concerning to us about the growth of the Catholic Church. However, in our conversation with Bishop Scharfenberger from Albany yesterday, who's at the Fellowship of Catholic University Students Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, we were talking about the future of the Catholic Church and what the face of it will look like. And you can see it among the tens of thousands who are in Phoenix with the Holy Spirit at work and their faith on fire. Among those is Kaylin Green. Of course, you know Kaylin, the producer of the Patrick Madrid Show, reporting live from the Fellowship of Catholic University Students Conference in Phoenix, Arizona, where Relevant Radio has a great presence. Thanks be to God. Kaylin, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
It's great to have your voice on this radio program. Of course, we hear you on Patrick's show as an integral part of Patrick's show every day between 9 and noon Eastern and 6 and 9 Pacific here on Relevant Radio. What has impressed you? How has the Holy Spirit worked within you as you've seen the faith on fire with these young people in Phoenix this year at the Focus Conference?
Well, I will say, I believe it was Wednesday, we had Adoration Night, and that was amazing. There's about 8 to 10,000 students here, they're estimating. And for 2 hours, we had the Blessed Sacrament to adore. And it's just very powerful because the way they do it is just so reverent, and they set the mood with the lights and everything and the music, and it's really powerful. They offer confession, and there were 300 priests hearing confession at the same time the other night for these students, and that just really was powerful for me, and I think for everybody here, because our Lord was with us. So,
and
the
what
church
is
definitely
in your encounter, And in your encounter, Kaylin, when they come by the Relevant Radio booth and when you're on the floor at the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and when you hear some of these great speakers like Father Mike Schmitz and Emily Wilson and Father Michael Gately and others, what are they saying to you about who they are as Catholics, as young Catholics today in 2020?
Yes. So the whole theme of this conference is discipleship. We want to focus, this goal is to train these students to be role models and to go out and evangelize. And so all the talks have been very encouraging. And some of them have even been specifically towards healing, because before you can help anybody else, you need to help yourself. So I've noticed some of the talk themes have been more towards personal healing, which is wonderful, and then prayer and diving deeper into prayer and diving deeper into friendship with our Lord and with others. So the students have come up to the table very excited. Every single one of them, I've been so impressed with how their energy level and their excitement just to share in the good news and be here for this week. It's really been beautiful.
What was now the timing of this conference, which usually is in the middle of January, was the end of December. It went all the way through New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and wraps up today in Phoenix, Arizona, as we speak with Kaylin Green, the producer of the Patrick Madrid Show at the Fellowship of Catholic University Students Conference in Phoenix. What's a Catholic New Year's Eve like at a Focus Conference?
Yes. So, and it's funny, they're going to do it again next year. They've already announced next year that it's going to be the same dates over New Year's Eve in St. Louis, Missouri. But this year, they had a huge Matt Maher party. So Matt Maher, the Catholic musician, played for everybody, and they released balloons from the ceiling, and it was just a big party. So they did it right.
That's great. And see, you can't have a party along with your faith at the same time. Catholics can party and live their faith at the same time, right, Kaylin?
That's right. The faith is an adventure, yes.
Definitely, definitely. And when you talk about, you mentioned that in your conversations with some of the students in Phoenix at the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, there was a lot of very personal testimony about healing and their journey of faith. What impressed you about those conversations of healing and that journey of faith? And how is it going to help you as a Roman Catholic woman?
Yeah, one student came up to us and shared just how much Relevant Radio has helped him in his personal journey and how he felt alone at a time when he was in college. And he remembers every day in his kitchen, he would turn on Relevant Radio and he'd feel a little less alone. He'd feel a little more like he's not the only one out there, you know, struggling in his faith, and how much Relevant Radio has helped him. And so that was just very kind of him to share with us. And he said since then he plans to enter actually into seminary after hearing Father Matthew's show talking about the Oblates of St. Joseph. So just beautiful testimony. And we got lots of other students sharing the same thing, that they listen and how it's really helped them grow in their faith and how they're inspired to then get more of their friends involved as well and listening and to share the faith in their own corners. So, and that's inspired me, honestly, because, I mean, just to be around this many other young people, that alone just makes you want to keep doing what you're doing. And it just really is that fire is contagious. So I've had
Galen,
so
you're
fun
just,
being here.
Just answering my next question there, I was going to ask about the confidence gained for young people by seeing that there are others that believe that the way they do and know that they're not alone. Sometimes you might feel like that, but getting together like that, talk about that faith everyone gains, that confidence they gain in their faith.
That's right. And just you feed off of each other's, not only your excitement, but also there have been some intimate workshops as well where you get in small groups and you actually share personally, person to person, and they encourage you to discuss these ideas and share your own story. And I think that's a wonderful addition to just being around in the big scheme and all the big talks, but also these intimate little gatherings to really one-on-one or in a group of, you know, 10 to just really share and grow and be encouraged by your peers.
Got to give you your own show, Kaylin. Move over, Patrick Madrid. Kaylin Green is the producer of the Patrick Madrid Show, but joining us here on the last day of the Fellowship of Catholic University Students in Phoenix, Arizona, wrapping up today with some great talks from Curtis Martin, Father Michael Gately, and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass later on today, and some 8,000 to 10,000 young people on fire with the Holy Spirit will return to their home parishes to share that light with others, as Kaylin Green has been doing with us this morning, the producer of the Patrick Madrid Show. Thanks for getting up really early in Phoenix, Arizona this morning. Our best to the Relevant Radio team there and safe journeys back home. Thanks, Kaylin.
Thank you, John and Glenn. You guys have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, Kaylin Green, the producer of the Patrick Madrid Show from the Fellowship of Catholic University Students Conference in Phoenix, Arizona. We go to the Archdiocese of Seattle next for a look ahead to Sunday's readings and a fresh Glenn Story Corner coming up next. It's 19 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.